Okay, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Good morning. It's a real privilege to be able to open up God's word with you this morning. I think what Jack was that if you're a young one and like to get some materials for Bible kids, head over to Leslie over there and she'll pass you some things. For the rest of us who are not enjoying those materials, maybe just keep your Bibles open so you can follow along as we dig into Romans chapter 5. Well, how about we pray and as we start. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are gracious and compassionate, that you are slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness in every way. We thank you that you reveal yourself to us through your word. And so as we're looking at Romans today, help us to understand what you say to us and place our faith in Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. On the 30th of September 1938, the British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain returned to England after visiting Germany, in fears that Germany was preparing for war. And on his return, as he returned back to England, he made this statement: I've returned from Germany with peace for our time. Thinking, I guess, and hoping that the horrors that were seen and experienced across Europe during World War I would not be seen again. But only a year after this event of the British Prime Minister declaring peace for our time, Germany invades Poland, World War II breaks out and begins. Peace is broken. Friends, just like the British Prime Minister back in 1938, I think many of us dream and hope for peace in our time. We desire peace, whether it's just living in some peaceful country, having a peaceful life where there is no chaos or no more dramas than a Korean drama affecting us, having a peaceful weekend where we get enough rest, or just getting through the chaos of family life where there is no dramas of sickness and struggles that we face, or the peace of mind in knowing what the future holds for us, where we will get through our course and pass the degree and get a job, find a PR, find a country to stay in, get married, start a family. I think all of us desire peace in some form. But often the peace that we desire is, it's really only a short reprieve from what is actually happening around us. But what about real peace? A peace that lasts. Well, today, I want us to come into the Bible and look at Romans chapter 5, where we will see that because of what Jesus has done for us in his death and in his resurrection, that he has justified us and allowed us to have peace with God. A peace that is far deeper, a peace that is far greater than something that just affects us for a short period of time. A peace that is far more than just a feeling, but peace with God, where we are restored and reconciled in a complete right relationship with God. God, the one who has given us life and breath and all things, God who has done everything for us to reconcile us so that we don't have to live in hostility towards God, because he has allowed us to be at peace with him. Well, come with me into Romans. The Apostle Paul writes this letter to those who are in Rome. He's staying in Corinthians and he's writing this down about the year 57 AD. Come with me into Romans and look there from chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice there as chapter 5 starts, it's therefore, since we have been justified by faith. The therefore and the since, he's talking about what has come before in the letter of Romans, describing how we are justified and made right into a complete right relationship with God, how we've been totally restored in this relationship with God through Christ. See, if we were to go back through and look at the big picture of the Bible and what was spoken about in those early chapters of Romans, we would see that God in his goodness has made us for a relationship with himself. We are designed to live in this world and to enjoy relationship with God and with others. But unfortunately, we all reject God and sin against him, rejecting God, the one who has given us life and breath and all things. We've rejected God in the things that we think, in the things that we say, in the things that we do, and even the good that we avoid doing. In fact, normally, when we are not trusting in Jesus and following Jesus, we reject God so much, so completely, that in sin we don't even think about God or consider God at all in our lives in any way. And because of sin, God will call us to an account for our actions and we will face death and judgment. But it is God in his love and mercy who comes into the world as the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus goes to the cross for us, taking our place in death and judgment to provide that forgiveness for us. Not only is Jesus shedding his blood for us on the cross to pay for those sins, to reconcile us, but also is raised to life, conquers death, and now gives us new life. For it is in Jesus Christ, in his death and his resurrection, that he provides justification for us and calls us to come and trust and believe or have faith in him to receive this gift of being able to be justified with God. Have a close look again at those opening words there in chapter 5. Notice that now those who have placed their faith in Jesus, that we have peace with God through the one who has justified us. That if you are putting your faith in Jesus, you are justified. And we have peace with God. This peace with God, this goes beyond the simple subjective understanding that peace, like having a peaceful day or feeling at peace. Because this reconciliation has allowed us to have this true peace, restored relationship with God. When Paul is talking about peace here, we could begin to talk about it in maybe three different ways. And maybe we could find out some more. Firstly, that there is no longer any war or hostility between you and God because of sin. There is no longer that fighting between us and God. Secondly, we have access to the grace in which we now stand, that there is a closeness of relationship between us and God that now by God's unmerited, undeserved mercy, we have the privilege of gaining access to God. And thirdly, now because of this peace, there is hope in the glory of God. Now we have a certain, complete and assured hope because of what Jesus has done for us in the past. We are looking ahead, knowing that Jesus, who has been glorified, will glorify us into eternity in the future as we share in his glory. You see, now in Christ Jesus, we have been set free from that sin and rebellion. We're free to enjoy a personal relationship with God. And one day we look ahead to enjoying the presence of God into eternity. You see, this peace with God is far more than some listening to some whale music or rainforest sounds. This is a full, complete, and total peace in relationship with God. And it's not coming from ourselves, but it's coming from the Lord Jesus Christ, who has acted on our behalf to save us. Look there closely into verse 2. As we see this rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God spoken about, verse 2, through him we have obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, as we've come to place our faith in Jesus, who justifies us, now through faith in Jesus, we have complete access into this perfect relationship with God. We stand with him because of how he has acted towards us by his grace. We now stand perfectly in relationship with him. If you're a Christian here today, if you're placing your faith in Jesus, then as you read this first part of Romans 5, this should lead you to profound rejoicing and should give you great hope, because we know, if we are honest, that we make a lot of sinful mistakes in our life. But even with the flaws and our faults, it is because of Jesus acting on our behalf that we can rejoice and have the hope of this glory that we look forward to. We have hope because Jesus has died and risen again. He is allowing us to have access to stand with him, in relationship with him. If you are not yet placing your faith in Jesus, then do not try to gain access into a relationship with God on your own. Because no matter what you could do or might do, you are always going to fall short, and it will frustrate you into hopelessness if you are trying to gain access to God on your own strength and make yourself right with God. You will fail because of that problem of sin. Turn to Jesus. Rely upon him. Put your faith in him. Well, come with me into verses 3 to 5. And notice how this peace with God, this hope, has this effect on our life as we go through trials and difficulties and hardships. Recently, in the Tour de France, one of the great international bicycle races, near the finish line of one of the legs, an enthusiastic woman with a large cardboard sign wanted to send a message to her grandparents, quite nice, but wanting to be filmed on the cameras. So, this lady, she steps onto the track in front of the riders, looking away from the riders, so they're coming towards her. The rider's going very fast and unfortunately knocks down at least one of the riders. And of course, there's this massive flow-on effect of knocking down a whole heap of professional bike riders. And this is the height of their career as professional bike riders, destroyed. Well, there's just like this knock-on effect. We see as we look at Romans 5 that we've been justified, we have this peace with God. Now that we're standing in God's grace, with this hope, knowing and understanding that we're standing and participating with God through all manners of difficulties that we face, it has this flow-on effect. Notice there verses 3 to 5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Notice there that there's rejoicing in our suffering, not rejoicing in our suffering, some type of strange, bizarre behavior, but the way to understand suffering is that through Christ we can understand that end point of glory. So we're looking ahead completely, knowing that in the end of time, in hope of the resurrection and glory, the suffering is actually limited and only diminishes in the light of eternity where we have hope. Now, with knowing and understanding of what God has done for us and will do for us, suffering leads to perseverance and steadfastness, endurance. Suffering helps us to focus on what is really important. Endurance leads to genuineness of character that has been tested. And all of this leads to hope, which is that strong assurance and confidence in the peace that we have access to God in that future glory. Even as we go through all different types of sufferings, we are okay because we actually have that peace with God. We have this closeness with God. And as we are at peace with God, God is showing us his love as he's pouring out his Spirit into our lives, as Paul will go on to speak about in the coming chapters. Notice verses 6 to 8, how he shows and demonstrates what God has done for us in his past, in the past, in love. Recently, on the 25th of May, tragically, a cable car in the northern part of Italy crashed as its emergency brakes failed to kick in to prevent the cabin from careering down the mountain. Unfortunately, it killed 14 people, but there was there was one survivor. During the crash, a father who had hugged his young son tight to shield his younger son from the impact to save his son. People might lay down their life for those they love, for those they respect and those they care about and those who care for them. But notice what it's saying there in Romans 5. But it is God in his love who has laid down his life for us even while we were rejecting him, even while we were against him, even while we were his enemies. Well, come with me and look closely at there at verse 6. In God's saving love. Verse 6. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one might dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See how for us, before we have placed our faith in Jesus, we are described here as being powerless to save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves from this problem of our sin. In our normal state, we are weak, we are ungodly, we are against God and described as sinners. Sometimes people die for others they love and admire, just like this father who has laid down his life to save his son in Italy. But people generally do not die for their enemies. But it is God in his mercy and his love and grace who acts on our behalf to save us, even when we are totally at war with God in sin, rejecting him. Christ, in love, acts to save us, dying on the cross, paying for our sin to justify us, and allowing us to have that peace with God. Look over verse 9 onwards, as he continues to speak about. Notice verse 9 onwards that we have been justified by his blood, that because of what Jesus has done by dying for us on the cross, we are saved from the judgment and wrath that we're under. Verse 10, even while we were enemies and totally against God, God in love has done everything to reconcile us, to restore us into relationship with him. We will be saved from God's wrath on that last day because in Christ, as we've put our faith in Christ, as we are trusting in him, we are no longer enemies against God in our sin because Jesus Christ has paid for that sin. Verse 11. You see, now because of Jesus, if we are trusting in him, we've received that reconciliation, that our relationship with God is restored through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this gives us great reason to boast and rejoice, that now we can rejoice because we've been reconciled and have peace with God. Well, as we're thinking about Romans 5, talk about some things a little bit further and push things a little bit further, because if you're here today and you are a Christian, you're putting your faith in Jesus Christ, let me add a few extra things to talk about this passage a bit more. Firstly, if you are putting your faith in Jesus, then I want you to see in this part of Romans that because of what Jesus has done for us, that the good news is that you're actually justified. Jesus has saved you from the wrath, the judgment that you were under. That you're actually forgiven before God. Secondly, if you are placing your faith in Jesus. Today, here in this part of Romans, we see all these amazing things that God has done for us as he's justified us, as we have peace with God. You see, if you are a Christian and want to know and understand more of what Christ has done for you, then I want to encourage you to go back to God's Word and look carefully at this great passage that should make you rejoice in the hope that you have in Christ. If you have doubts and uncertainty, then come back to what God has clearly told you and revealed to you in his Word. Come back and look carefully at what God has told you in the Bible. Rejoice in knowing the truth of his Word. Come back and look carefully and clearly at what God has said to you. Come back and listen to what he said. Build your relationship with God upon what he has told you in his Word, which is found in the Bible. Do not build your relationship with God upon your own imagination and fantasies, because those fantasies will fail you horribly, and you will most likely fail you when you're faced suffering and heartaches and pains. Maybe for you in the coming weeks, it's picking up the Bible and reading the coming passages that we're going to look at from Ephesians chapter 2 and 1 John. But come back to the truth of God's Word. Thirdly, if you're placing your faith in Jesus, then pray. Since we have this peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, since our relationship with God is restored as he's poured out the Holy Spirit into our lives, it is good and right and proper to talk to God about all things. Come to our Heavenly Father through the Son in the Spirit. Since you're at peace with God, talk to him about all things in prayer. Fourthly, if you're placing your faith in Jesus, then suffering is going to be a part of this fallen world. But as you suffer, look to the hope that you have in Christ, who has provided forgiveness and eternal life for you, and promises to put an end to all suffering and heartache and pain in the future. Trust in Christ, who will never leave you or never forsake you, who has poured out his love into your heart. Because of what Christ has done for us, we can stand firm in confidence, knowing that he will be with us, strengthening us through any form of suffering and heartache and pain that we might face. Finally, if you're with us and you're not yet putting your faith in Jesus, even if you haven't yet trusted in Jesus, then as we've looked at this few verses today, I want you to see today that the only way that you can have peace with God is through faith in Jesus. Today, I want to encourage you, place your faith in Jesus. For with Jesus, this is where we can truly find hope. God's love is clearly demonstrated and shown to you on the cross. Please accept what Jesus has done for you on the cross. Place your faith in Jesus. Believe. Trust in him. Come follow him. For he will forgive you. He will give you that peace with God. How about we pray? Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have provided forgiveness for our sins in Jesus. And we thank you that through Jesus, we can stand before you and be at peace with you. Help us all to have that faith, trust in Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.